You're tuned in to the Grace Curley Show podcast. Listen to Grace live daily before Howie's show. For station and time, go to gracecurleyshow.com. Enjoy.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. My second day with 98.3 WXME. Serving Northern Maine and Western New Brunswick. And we thank you guys for joining us. We hope you enjoyed the show yesterday. Like I said, you guys get a little sneak peek into what we're going to be talking about. And today there is another story about Governor Andrew Cuomo, the love gov. And as Janice Dean said on Twitter, that really takes on a whole new meaning now. And there's a lot of other stories, too. There's some really funny stories like the Dr. Seuss of it all. If you guys haven't heard, Dr. Seuss is canceled. I hate to be the one to break it to everybody, but it's that's the world we live in now.
Sneetches get stitches.
Exactly. And there's other crazy stories, too. There's a lot going on in Hollywood. Alec Baldwin is fighting with people on Instagram again. All these stories that really do bring a lot of joy to my heart. But first, I do want to start with the serious stuff about Andrew Cuomo. This is obviously the story of the day. I'll be talking about it for most of the first hour. Handsy Andy is what the New York Post ran with. We always try to keep an eye out on the New York Post because usually their covers can really become legendary over time. I think they really hit a stride during the Wiener scandal. But anytime there's a sex scandal, that's where you go to. You go to the New York Post, you see what spin they're putting on it. And what ended up happening was a picture came out yesterday of this woman, Anna Roosh. And she was at a wedding in September of 2019 in New York City. It was a crowded wedding. She was in her early 30s. She's now 33. And she met Governor Cuomo. And the photo that started going around Twitter last night, he's grabbing her arms and looking at her really... Or no, I'm sorry. False. He's grabbing her face. There are arms involved in this story, but that comes later. He's grabbing her face in the photo and looking at her in the eyes. Now, I want to read you guys the story from the New York Times. I'll skip around a little bit for time's sake, but I think it is important to really get her words and what she thought. So the New York Post cover says... Handsy Andy, look of fear as Cuomo gave unwanted kiss. And then it says third accuser. Now, in the New York Times, this story says that Anna Roosh had never met Governor Andrew Cuomo before encountering him at a crowded New York City wedding reception in September 2019. Her first impression was positive enough. The governor was working the room after toasting the newlyweds, and when he came upon Miss Roosh, now 33, she thanked him for his kind words about her friends. But what happened next instantly unsettled her. Mr. Cuomo put his hand on Miss Roosh's bare lower back, she said in an interview on Monday. When she removed his hand with her own, Miss Roosh recalled the governor remarked that she seemed aggressive and placed his hands on her cheeks. He asked if he could kiss her loudly enough for a friend standing nearby to hear. Miss Roosh was bewildered, she said, and pulled away as the governor drew closer. I was so confused and shocked and embarrassed, said Miss Roosh, whose recollection was corroborated by the friend who had photographs and text messages of the event. I turned my head away and didn't have words in that moment. Now, the really amazing thing about this story is that he was in a room full of people. I mean, you can see when you look at the photo, there's people behind him. You can tell it's a crowded event. And he really does have his hands right on her face. And he tells her that she's aggressive for removing his hand from her lower back, her bare lower back. Because I think she was wearing, it was a wedding. So she was wearing kind of a fancy dress and, you know, it had an open back. and she moved his hand from her back, and he says that she's aggressive, then decides in a very aggressive move to put his hands on her face. So much of these stories infuriate me. First of all, the fact that we even had to get to this point for the mainstream media to acknowledge that Andrew Cuomo is a bloviating jerk. Most of us with a brain and two eyes have figured that out. But the other element of this, and I don't know if it's COVID or what, but it's the personal space. Like, forget this, the sexual harassment thing. We will get into that. And I think it's, but for me, it's just, I spend so much time on my makeup and on washing my face and on keeping my hair clean and on, and I don't like anyone in my personal space. Anyone. And the fact that this guy met this random stranger at an event and felt it was appropriate, or at least felt he could get away with putting his grimy little paws on her face, to me, is that's it. That is it. The only person he should be doing that move to is Fredo when he gives him the kiss of death and says, "Fredo, I knew it was you." Or whatever he says in The Godfather. But you don't go up to a stranger at a wedding and do that and then ask if you can kiss them. Giggity, 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 goo. It's really, really bad. And then obviously the other story we have to talk about, that picture was all over Twitter. Anna said she felt uncomfortable and embarrassed. But then the other side of this was Fredo. I mean, this guy, for months and months and months, did Smothers Brothers routines with his older brother and talked about how great his brother was and, you know, that he was the most eligible bachelor in New York and was he going to run for president and I love you, big bro, and, you know, mom likes me better, ha, ha, ha. And last night, he felt obligated to make a statement regarding this. So Fredo Cuomo on CNN decides that it's about time he mention it. And this is what he had to say. Cut one.
Before we start tonight, let me say something that I'm sure is very obvious to you who watch my show. And thank you for that. You're straight with me. I'll be straight with you. Obviously, I'm aware of what's going on with my brother. And obviously, I cannot cover it because he is my brother. Now, of course, CNN has to cover it. They have covered it extensively, and they will continue to do so. I have always cared very deeply about these issues, and profoundly so. I just wanted to tell you that. There's a lot of news going on that matters also, so let's get after that.
There's so much to unpack there. Number one is the idea that because it's negative news about Andrew Cuomo, that Chris cannot cover it. That part of this cracks me up. Because when things were looking pretty good for the LoveGov, Chris Cuomo was, it was like 24/7. Every time he had his brother on, it was on TikTok, it was on Instagram. Celebrities were saying, "Oh my gosh, this is such levity. We needed this, this lightness." Everyone thought it was so funny, so charming. He had no problem talking about his brother. But now that Big Bro is in a little bit of a pickle, Chris Cuomo obviously can't cover it. That's the first, you know, hypocritical junk that he says. The second thing is that CNN is covering this extensively. I'm gonna try to describe to you guys the CNN homepage yesterday. There's, you know how they usually have a few photos that they run with? There's three photos on here. One is just like a regular stock photo of people with masks on. And it says, here's what's at stake in the next 2 or 3 months of the pandemic. Then you got a picture of Christopher Ray. Then you've got a picture of George Stephanopoulos. Cuomo's at the bottom, very small at the bottom. You'd miss it if you didn't look carefully. We'll be back on the other side, guys, with more Cuomo news. This is The Grace Curley Show.
We'll be right back.
live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio. It's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, New England. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. What a day. We've got tons to get to. I say that every single day, but you know what? I don't care because I'm not lying. There really is so much news. And I got to start with Andrew Cuomo. I am going to get to Dr. Seuss, okay? I am going to get to Dr. Fauci. I'm going to get to a little bit of Massachusetts news, a little bit of reopening news, more woke news, Hollywood, Alec Baldwin, consider the source news. But I do want to start with the LoveGov because it's usually a fair bet that whatever on the cover of the New York Post is what you want to run with. And this is no exception. They got it right. There's a photo that is circulating. It's from a wedding in 2019. And Governor Andrew Cuomo has his hands on a woman's face. And it's actually very, for me at least, Jared, it's very reminiscent of the scene in The Godfather where Michael has his hands on Fredo's face. It's like a cradle, you know what I mean? He's really got a grip on this woman's face. And there's, like every picture, it's worth a thousand words, or at least a couple hundred. Because the New York Times has a story out, and it's titled, Cuomo accused of unwanted advance at a wedding. Quote, can I kiss you? End quote. Now, this is a story about Anna Rush. Actually, I really think it's pronounced Anna Rush, so that's what I'm going to go with for the sake of the story. Anna Rush had never met Governor Andrew Cuomo before encountering him at a crowded New York City wedding reception in September 2019. Her first impression, I find this line a little strange, because it says, her first impression was positive enough. Maybe her first, like, second of her impression, where she just saw him with her eyes, but then quickly it went downhill. The governor was working the room after toasting the newlyweds, and when he came up upon Miss Rouge, now 33, so she was probably like 30, 31, she thanked him for his kind words about her friends. But what happened next instantly unsettled her. Mr. Cuomo put his hand on Miss Rouge's bare lower back, she said in an interview on Monday. When she removed his hand with her own hand, Miss Rouge recalled the governor remarked that she seemed aggressive and placed his hands on her cheeks. He asked if he could kiss her loudly enough for a friend standing nearby to hear Miss Rouge. Miss Rouge was bewildered and pulled away as the governor drew closer. I was so confused and shocked and embarrassed, said Miss Rouge, whose recollection was corroborated by the friend, contemporaneous text messages and photographs from the event. I turned my head away and didn't have any words in that moment. Now, she goes on here, and they asked Governor Cuomo about this, and a spokesman for the governor did not directly address Miss Rouge's account and just kind of, you know, sent them to the press release they put out on Sunday, which basically apologized for any unwanted flirtation that was misinterpreted. Or, you know, a simpler way was, I was joking. It was a joke. It was a joke. But the difference with this one is that there's a photo, and in this business, sometimes print images, they stick with people. And there's more to this, because speaking of The Godfather, Fredo Cuomo finally felt, after months and months of Smothers Brothers stand-up routines and giant Q-tips and virtue-signaling monologues, Fredo had to eat some crow, and he had to comment on his brother's downfall, controversy, scandal, whatever you want to call it. And this clip is really rich. I mean, it kind of does crack me up. Let's play cut one.
Before we start tonight, let me say something that I'm sure is very obvious to you who watch my show. And thank you for that. You're straight with me, I'll be straight with you. Obviously, I'm aware of what's going on with my brother. And obviously, I cannot cover it because he is my brother. Now, of course, CNN has to cover it. They have covered it extensively, and they will continue to do so. I have always cared very deeply about these issues. and profoundly so. I just wanted to tell you that. There's a lot of news going on that matters also, so let's get after that.
I gotta say, Chris, as someone in the news biz, there's a lot of news, but a good portion of it is about your brother. That statement for me has a couple of different elements I find hilarious. The first one being that he says that he cannot cover his brother. Because if you are like me and you were lucky enough to see some of those hilarious exchanges with Chris and Andrew Cuomo, you know that Chris Cuomo covered his brother a lot during this pandemic. He did funny stand-ups. They talked about mom's meatballs and who was mom's favorite. And, you know, Chris would ask Andrew if he's, you know, New York's most eligible bachelor. Is he going to run for president? Yada, yada, yada. It was a whole shtick they did for months. There's plenty of screenshots to remind you, to refresh your memory. And now that the news isn't as positive, he's telling us he can't cover his brother. Let's just do a quick flashback. We got a lot of these we're going to go through throughout the day. But let's do a quick flashback of the two brothers. Cut 21.
Gabish.
Yes, Gabish, Capisco. The Bernie Sanders is out. The word is that this increases the chances with Senator Sanders out that you may get it in the race for president. Is that true?
Is that the word? Well, then it must be true.
That's the word on the street.
Right?
Is that
the word on the street?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Right.
I didn't hear the answer. Was it responsive? You're not responsive.
Besides the fact that it's just awful TV, it's just so stupid on a fundamental level. He's covering his brother. He's asking him if he's going to run for president. And now he can't. Now his hands are tied. He obviously can't. And another element of his remarks is that CNN has to cover it, obviously. I don't know why that's obvious. They didn't cover Hunter Biden. They didn't cover a lot of other Democratic scandals. So I don't know why it would be obvious to us that they have to cover it. And the third part, which really made me laugh, was that CNN is covering this extensively. If you believe that, I have a Cuomo bridge I would like to sell you. They are not covering this extensively. I mean, you can go on their main webpage. I don't know what it is right now, but someone took a screenshot of it from last night. It's this tiny, tiny little side piece at the very bottom. It says New York Attorney General says she can start investigation into Cuomo. Yeah, guys, I would love to read it to you, but the print is so small. I can barely see it. It's tucked into the corner of their website. Kind of a big news story to brush off like that. But we have a lot more. We have a lot of sound. Bill de Blasio is ripping Andrew Cuomo. I mean, I heard a rumor that Bill de Blasio, because I was like, I knew he'd be excited to rip Andrew Cuomo. Like I said, it's the one time in his life he's not the least popular man in New York. But he was really excited about it. Like, he's been going on radio shows. It's like he's promoting a new film or something. And then I read a story and it said, Bill de Blasio thinks he's going to be the next governor. And I was like, no! How much can we take? How much can these New Yorkers take? It's not right. Guys, we'll be back on the other side. I'll have the phone lines open all day. 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Obviously, I'm aware of what's going on with my brother. And obviously, I cannot cover it because he is my brother. Now, of course, CNN has to cover it. They have covered it extensively, and they will continue to do so.
My definition of extensively differs just a little bit from Chris Cuomo's, but that's neither here nor there. I have to say, there's a lot of people since Trump left office that have really been exposed as frauds And I think a big part of that is the fact that the media for so long was covering any and all Democrats in order to get Joe Biden elected. It seemed as though any sort of bad press for whether it was Andrew Cuomo or the Lincoln grifters, anything would hurt Joe Biden. So they were going full out, all out protection of Joe. And since Joe's in there now, whether we like it or not, there are some people who they're able to let go of. There are some people they're able to sacrifice to the woke mobs. I'm not saying Andrew Cuomo does not deserve it wholeheartedly. He completely does. But he deserved it 6 months ago. You know what I'm saying? This should have happened a long time ago. The reason it didn't is not because there wasn't journalistic curiosity. It's not because there weren't talks about this or there weren't other things that he could have been accused of, including the nursing home scandals. The reason is because it was not politically convenient for the press. And that is the same reason why Andrew Cuomo is being, like I said, rightfully canceled over all of this nonsense and all of this terrible stuff he did. But Joe Biden is fine. I mean, when you really think about the picture that's on the cover of the New York Post, it's, I said this earlier on this show, but I want to say it again, because as a woman, I'm around the same age as that young lady, Anna Roush. And besides the fact that it's completely inappropriate that he put his hands on her face, for me, at least, it's a sanitary thing, too. It's not just the uncomfortableness of someone, you know, breaking into your personal space. It's the grossness. I don't want some random, I don't care if he's the governor. I don't care if he's the president. I don't care who it is. I don't want your hands on my face. Most of the time, I'm doing makeup for hours and hours before an event. And then you're putting your dirty hands on my face and probably ruining it. And I'm going to wake up with a pimple the next day because you thought that your little hands that you were just grabbing a appetizer with, maybe popping in a bacon-wrapped scallop in your mouth, now can go on my face? Get out of here. That really, really irks me to my core. And I know that's not the most important part. I know the most important part is that he was really sexually harassing her and asked her if, you know, she would kiss him. But I'm just saying as a side note there, that really strikes a chord with me. But I do find this interesting because you look at that photo and think about the photos of Joe Biden. You do a Google search. There's a zillion photos of him putting his hands on people inappropriately. There's, you know, he's putting his hands on people's shoulders, on girls' hair. There's a ton of those. But why not Joe? Why does Anna Roush and Charlotte Bennett and Lindsay Boylan get taken seriously, but Tara Reid does not? Because it's politically convenient now. It can happen now because Joe's in the White House. Andrew Cuomo can take the fall. They don't need him anymore. If anything, they'll bring in somebody more progressive, more crazy, more left-wing, and say bye to Andrew Cuomo. But the reason Joe Biden is so valuable, and I'm not saying he's going to remain valuable. They might eventually kick him out for Kamala. But the reason that they saw him as someone that would work in this situation, despite his record of being inappropriate with women, is that he's a Trojan horse. He is an empty suit. There's nothing going on. And he will do whatever they tell him to do. And I say that with sympathy. I don't say that to make fun of him. I say that because I feel bad for him. But they know he will sign anything they put in front of him. They know that all of their wackiest, wokest wind turbine dreams can come true with Joe Biden. They know that it can be a $45 an hour minimum wage and it's woke-topia. Cuomo's not giving them that woke-topia. Joe Biden is. So sorry, Cuomo. Sorry, Fredo. See you later. And I have to say about Fredo, a lot of people have been exposed, and it's really nice to see Andrew Cuomo finally get the coverage he deserves, but it's also nice to see Fredo squirm a little bit, because that guy out of all of the anchors, he is truly sanctimonious. He gets up every night for those monologues and he lectures people on Catholicism, on virtue, on mask wearing, on Orange Man Bad. He is so smug. And the fact that now, the fact that now he doesn't want to cover his big brother, the one time in his life he's not going to talk about his big bro, it's pretty rich. And it doesn't matter, though, because even though Fredo doesn't want to talk about Andrew Cuomo, you know who does want to talk about Andrew Cuomo? Bill de Blasio. And Bill kind of cracks me up. I have to give credit to Howie Carr on this. I was describing Bill de Blasio. He's the mayor of New York City. He is really one of the most disliked people in the world, in the country at least. And I'm not saying he's evil or anything, but he's got this real quality where both sides of the aisle can kind of bond over how much they don't like him. He is incompetent. He appears to be a bit lazy based off his scheduling and his penchant for naps. And not that it matters, but, you know, I think he enjoys some recreational fun. Jared, do you know what I'm getting at? I think he's a pot smoker.
Oh, that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I should confirm that first, but I'm pretty sure we've talked about that before. But then meanwhile, New York City is in complete disarray. So Howie described Bill de Blasio as the kind of guy who waits until someone stands up to the bully in the schoolyard and, like, you know, punches the bully in the face. And Bill de Blasio is the kid who comes in after when the bully's on the ground and kicks him, like gets in his shot. He's not brave enough to take on the bully originally, but he'll come in at the end and give him a swift kick to the head while he's on the ground. And that is so true. You can see it with Andrew Cuomo. Ron Kim, the New York Assemblyman, and Janice Dean have serious guts. They were told time and again to shut up and sit down, and they were bullied and they were harassed, and they didn't care because it was personal for them and because, you know, they actually have some gumption. Bill de Blasio does not. But now that the train is moving and he wants to hop on it, and he's finally seeing that there's someone people dislike more than him, he is all aboard. Choo-choo, let's go. And he's going on radio shows. You would think he was dropping an album soon. That's how excited he is about this Cuomo news. I have not ever seen him this passionate about something. If only he could be this passionate about, you know, the garbage on the streets of New York City or the crime rate. He's really into this Cuomo story. So he's on Hot 97. It's a radio show. And this is what he has to say about Andrew Cuomo. Cut 14.
When have you specifically been in a room where you've heard him talk down to people?
Oh, many, many times. And he specifically, for example, the notion of, you know, threatening people, saying you should fire people.
Okay, cut 15.
You know, people who may have to make tough decisions or do important work are going to be hard charging. That fully understood. Or raise their voice. Okay, this is different. This is a style of threatening, bullying that is persistent, that is, you know, I've seen it many, many times, like literally just threatening people's jobs, telling you you should fire other people. I mean, it's just, it's strange to me. But what you heard with Ron Kim, this is why I said instantly, I believe him.
And lastly, Bill de Blasio, cut 16.
When Ron Kim says that Cuomo is angry at him, so he says, I will destroy you. I will destroy your career. Who does that? Who does that? It's one thing to say, I disagree with you and I'm going to air my, you know, I'm going to air it publicly. He didn't say that. He said, I'll destroy your career. I'll destroy your family. I mean, who does that? But that is something thoroughly believable to me coming from Cuomo.
I'm surprised that at the end of that, Bill de Blasio didn't try to like transition into who does that? I mean, we need a governor you can trust. We need a governor like me, Bill de Blasio. Because that's what people are saying. They're saying he's angling to be governor. If I was in New York, my number one goal would be to get out of New York. But if I was going to stay there, and I'm guessing the reason people do is because they have jobs where they have to stay there. Good paying jobs, hopefully, where they have to stay there. I would say we need someone so not either of these people. We need to get out of the Cuomo family totally. And we need to get out of the de Blasio family totally. I wonder if this is going to affect, you know, the bridge they were going to change Tappan Zee to Cuomo. I think they did change it to Cuomo, and Howie was never happy with that. I wonder if this, if there's a chance they'll change it back.
I think you have to in this situation.
But I mean, it wasn't named after, it wasn't named after Andrew. It was named after the father. So I don't know if the father can be punished. The late father can be punished for the sins of the son. See, these are all interesting questions brought to you by Andrew Cuomo. Al, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Al.
Al, for 15 years, and the Cuomo corruption stories are famous, but two of my favorites are, back in 2014, there was widespread corruption. All the politicians are getting arrested. The head of the assembly and the head of the representatives are in jail. So Cuomo starts a corruption commission, and they start investigating all these different companies for money laundering, and they start issuing subpoenas. And guess whose name starts showing up when they're doing the investigation? Andrew Cuomo. So he finds out they're investigating him, so he cancels the corruption commission.
Oh, God. It's all so predictable. What's the other one now?
The other one is, so they decided to pass a corruption law. And they said, because there's so many people getting arrested, they said, if you get arrested for committing a crime while you're in office, you lose your state pension, which was huge. So they passed the bill in the Senate and the House. Cuomo won't sign it unless they change it so that it's not retroactive, meaning it's only applying to politicians that are elected after that. If you're already in office and you get arrested for committing a crime, it doesn't apply to you.
Wow, Al. You know what? It's almost like he's looking out for himself. Dare I say. Al, thank you so much for the call. I like those two stories. Very good, very good. And if anyone else wants to call in about this, 844-500-4242, I do want to do a little bit more of the woke news that is taking over the world this week when we get back. First, though, guys, my friends at Eden Pure know that winter is not over. I wish winter was over. I woke up this morning and I asked my phone what the temperature was. And at the time I woke up, it was 6 degrees. And now I believe it is 13 degrees, and it feels like it's negative 1,000 degrees. Not to mention the fact that it's windy. So everyone is freezing. Jared, you said last night you had to throw an extra blanket on.
It was frigid.
Yes, and that's why for one day only, they are having a huge sale on their Gen 40 heater. That's right, today is today only, it is buy one, get one free. This is an incredible savings. Gas and oil prices have already skyrocketed. That is so true. Jared and I both have oil heat, and it's brutal because every time you got to fill it up, the price just keeps going higher and higher. Robert from the Cape says the Gen 40 heater performs like no other heater I've ever used. I agree with Robert. It is remarkable. The Eden Pure Gen 40 makes you feel warmer than your furnace, and it also costs less to run. You may be working from home now and have noticed the increase in heating bills. The Eden Pure Gen 40 will pay for itself in a matter of weeks, but with this deal, more like days. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word GRACEBOGO. This is a huge deal. I don't remember if Gen 40 heater has ever done a BOGO, but this sounds like the best deal we've run so far. That is a one-day-only sale, so act today, EdenPure.com. Don't forget code word GRACEBOGO. And I do have to say, this time of year is the perfect year to get a perfect time of year to get one of these, because what happens is it will be warmer one day, and you'll shut all your heat off, and then it will get cold the next day, and you're costing yourself more. But if you just have a small heater on standby, it can really get you through kind of the ups and downs of this weird time of year here in New England. So make sure you go to EdenPure.com and don't forget code word GRACEBOGO. That's buy one, get one. We'll be back on the other side with more of your calls, 844-500-4242. What do you think of Andrew Cuomo? Is this the end? We did the poll question yesterday was, will he resign? And I think that everyone said no, but I think I might be right here. We'll be back on the other side. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Grace Curley. She's here for the love.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
I just got a text. I just got a text from my dad, and he said they might be able to change the name of the Cuomo Bridge if they can prove the old man was a fan of Christopher Columbus. And I think he might be right. That might be the end for
That's
getting the name
solid
back.
Solid fact.
Getting the name back to Tappan Zee. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 Heater. It is one day only, buy one, get one sale. Winter is not over. It was 13 degrees this morning. I don't even believe that. I'm reading from this copy, but I'm convinced this morning it was colder than that. There's just no way. Painful.
I kind of want to buy one, get five after last night.
I know. It's absolutely wild. To take advantage of this incredible offer, go to EdenPure.com and put in code word GRACE. BOGO. Jared Diglio is on the board. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Which woke story is the craziest? Dr. Seuss, Mr. Potato Head, or the Muppets?
All right, so we got to explain some of these. If you guys didn't hear this, Dr. Seuss is being canceled. I'm going to do more about this in the next hour, but it's because there's a few reasons. But I think the main reason is they don't think that there's enough diversity in the representation in the human characters that Dr. Seuss writes about. Most of the characters, I think, in Dr. Seuss books are like creatures. They're not humans. They're, you know, the Grinch or the Cat in the Hat. He's a cat. Not sure how he identifies, but it seems as though he's a cat. But because of that, Joe Biden left it out of today's like National Read Your Kid a Book Day or something. And Joe Biden didn't mention Dr. Seuss. And he's usually a big part of this day. I think it might be his birthday today. Or there's a reason that today is named after, or he's involved in this. And Joe Biden didn't mention him, which is really shocking that Joe Biden would bow down to the woke mobs. So Dr. Seuss is canceled. Long story short. What was the other one, Jared?
Mr. Potato Head.
Gender neutral Mr. Potato Head. That was last week. You guys remember that. They decided Hasbro, which, by the way, they might need to change their name to Has Person, decided that they would have a gender neutral Potato Head, but they're not getting rid of Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. And the other
There's
one.
There's no time for potato heads.
Thank you, Brian Stelter. And the other one was the Muppets.
The Muppets.
Because they, the yes, Swedish chef.
Well, they didn't specifically say which characters, but there were archaic stereotypes, I believe, was the general terminology.
Out of those three, and what do we say? What is the most ridiculous?
The craziest.
The craziest. I'm going to say Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss is in the lead at 45%, Mr. Potato Head polling at 35%, and the Muppets at 20%.
First they canceled this, then they canceled that, then they canceled The Cat and the Hat.
Nice.
Are you going to give me snaps? That was a poem, Jared. Yeah, it's crazy. I was tweeting that out today, and I got a lot of responses that said, can't wait till they cancel you. I'm thinking to myself, I think they have. I think we're good on that. I don't think you guys have to worry. We, all of us credulous boomers, I'm not even a boomer, but I am. We were canceled a long time ago, so you don't have to worry about that. We're all good. We have other stories like that, including a story from Amazon, a story about Amanda Gorman, and so much more. Plus, we have a lot of sound to get to from Fauci, Cuomo, Brennan. John Brennan is ashamed to be white. I'm sure you're not shocked. We'll be back on the other side, guys. 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.